Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, video of Lance Twiggs in court, the furry boyfriend of Tyler Robinson.
And you're not saying that because he didn't shave. You're saying that because of a certain fetish.
Yes. He is a furry and went by a furry name. There's a guy whose own family told the UK Daily Mail that he is demonic, is demon influenced, and that's why they kicked him out. He says he was kicked out because he was gay. They say he wasn't. It was because he was evil. He's a bad dude. They didn't go into details about why, but he's fallen out of contact with his family, and now he's a key witness, and he says that Tyler Robinson told him not once but three times that he had done it, including putting it in writing. Now, this is where this gets interesting to me. Because this guy has been AWOL. Nobody's been able to find him since the shooting, right? Well, you just string the timeline up here. And he says the first time that Tyler Robinson told him, he claims that he had killed Charlie Kirk, was when he woke up, he was waking up the morning of the 11th, September the 11th. And he said he did it, and he said he didn't. You know, he regretted that he had done it. Okay, here's the problem. The shooting was on September 10th. Lance Twiggs didn't call the police. Remember how frantic everybody was trying to catch this guy? They didn't know if he'd strike again. Mm-hmm. They didn't know who he was. You know, everybody's kind of going nuts out there. He didn't call the police. And you got to wonder about that. Because remember, the way that we got him is that he and his father went down to the station, basically, as his dad was afraid that they would figure out it was him. He figured out it was him, confronted him. He confessed. He took him down there because his dad was in law enforcement. I mean, he took him down to the station, and he confessed again. He didn't want them coming around his son up and his son getting killed in the process. That's why he got him to turn himself in. Lance Twiggs never said a thing to law enforcement. I mean, the immediate reaction should have been, I'm going for my phone as soon as I can. I'm going to turn this guy in. And he didn't. And I bet you that's why he's testifying. I mean, because this guy theoretically could have been charged as an accessory. You don't turn around and turn this guy in.
Or at least an accessory after the fact, yeah.
Yes. I mean, that's classic. So that's probably why he's so willing to testify. But think about that. You know how big this is. I mean, that Charlie Kirk thing was everywhere, especially as they're looking, for the killer. You knew and you didn't turn him in? Just, wow, not a bad guy, not a good guy. I still have doubts, and I'm sure we'll never know, Lee, but I have doubts about how much this guy knew about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because he was, if you read the UK Daily Mail's coverage, they went and found a lot of the friends that would come over, to play these weird games they were playing, like board games, and that it was actually Lance Twiggs who was the very radical one about like transgenderism and furries and all of his stuff. I just have a hard time believing he didn't know, but whatever. But we know this. He knew he did it and he didn't turn him in. And he's not being charged, which means obviously the prosecution considers him key to this case. They needed him to testify more than they needed him in prison. So interesting situation. Also, Lee, it's going to be interesting to see if they offer Tyler Robinson a plea deal. They've got great evidence in this case. We've seen more of it. In fact, there's a handwritten note in which he confesses to this. It made his mother gasp in the courtroom when she saw it. It wasn't supposed to actually get out. It wasn't supposed to be presented till the trial, but the video camera that was playing, they were showing another piece of evidence, accidentally like kind of swiped over it, and you can read it. So that would be the fourth time. That's a fourth confession. I mean, they got this guy coming and going.
Yeah.
So normally, if I'm a prosecutor, I'm not playing ball. I'm not offering you a plea.
Right. Why? Yeah.
Except.
Oh, okay.
I mean, look, I've just been on X. You should see. Candace Owens has done so much damage to this case with her crazy conspiracy theories that, and as the conspiracy theory goes, Charlie Kirk had said no to his Jewish donors, and so Israel had him killed. And, you know, this guy, Tyler Robinson, he's just the patsy. There was actually really someone else there who did it. She's been on this for months. And believe it or not, it's gained traction. And Megyn Kelly hasn't, she does a podcast too now that's very popular. Megyn Kelly has not been as bad as Candace Owens, but what she had, you know, just directly saying, hey, it was Israel, this is a cover up, blah, blah. But what she has done has been, how do I put it?
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess I could play some of it, but it's very long. What she has done is cast doubts on the official story and that Tyler Robinson, you know, maybe didn't have help from a foreign power. Let's put it that way. And Megyn Kelly, after this, because she's a lawyer, she knows, after this latest evidence just came out, she just tried to do a 180 last couple of days. No, this evidence is very convincing. No, absolutely, Tyler Robinson did it. She's obviously walking away and trying to isolate herself from what she's done for months. But Lee, the damage out there from these accounts is so bad. And you know, Candace Owens and Megyn Kelly, I guarantee you these prosecutors are considering, have at least talked over a plea deal where they normally wouldn't. Because again, it's only going to take one juror to be pre-convinced by this stuff. And we don't get a conviction. And if they don't get a conviction the first time, then he's going to have a much stronger position. They'll try him again, or you know, they'll prosecute him again, I should say. He's going to have a much stronger position to demand a better plea deal. All because of Candace Owens. And it's gotten so badly, I don't know if you saw this, that Donald Trump Jr. had to go on Fox News yesterday.
No,
there's no Israel angle here. No, this wasn't, you know, Charlie Kirk wasn't killed because he disobeyed Israel's orders. No, everyone around, you know, Erica Kirk and his organization, they all think that Tyler Robinson did it. Tyler Robinson's dad thinks he did it. That's why he turns him in. Tyler Robinson texted and wrote that he did it. This is not, Israel did not do this. Tyler Robinson isn't confused. Look, now we've got him on video in a sniper's position with the gun on the roof.
Mm-hmm. Multiple times.
Yes.
Both before and after the event.
This should be absolutely rock solid open and shut case. They should be able to walk in there, try and get the death penalty. No problem. This is one of those cases, you know, max couple hours of deliberation. But Candace Owens has been out there and out there and out there, and Megyn Kelly too, and a couple other people. Tucker Carlson is one of them with the Jew conspiracy, and it's only going to take one juror who's pre-convinced.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, I'm going to go over to the text line right now, and somebody will be blasting me for saying this.
Well, of course.
You're just covering up for Israel again. No, Tyler Robinson did it. That's why his dad loaded him in the car and took him in. His lover says he did it. He says he did it. Mm-hmm. We have pictures of him on the roof.
DNA evidence,
yes,
from both of them on the items that were found on the scene.
The bullet etchings and the fact that, you know, he talked to Twiggs about that before. I mean, mm-hmm, it just goes on and on, yeah, and on and on and on. But again, all of this crazy Jew stuff is out there, and it's going to be interesting.
We need a dose of reality in this world, Tara.
Well, I know. And look, this is the downside of free speech on social media.
I think
wouldn't
you're absolutely
stop it.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But there, you know, because so many good things have come from free speech with no filter online,
yeah,
that we weren't able to see. But this is sort of the downside of it. You have these kind of charlatans who.
This is why we pray for discernment.
We do. Now, here, look. The good news is that and that you're seeing from all of this, even with weird conspiracy theories and the things that have been put out there by formerly credible people who use their credibility in this way, The good news is I think the tide is absolutely turning with what? More free speech. This is why Megyn Kelly had to walk it back yesterday after, you know, really looking at what's in court and going, hey, yeah, he did it.
More free speech, despite the efforts of Australia, the UK, and the legislature in Colombia.
So that, look, that's the price of free speech. You get these weird things going around. Takes, you know, what do they say? It takes a lie, like, you know, lie to travel around the world instantly, and it takes a long time for the truth to catch up. Well, the truth does catch up if you give it enough time here. And I think that's kind of what's happening in court right now.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.